Hi, I'm Rob Brown and welcome you accounting, finance professionals, tech enthusiasts to the Accounting Answers podcast. We've embarked on a captivating exploration of the future of accounting and its profound connection to the ever-changing technology ecosystem. Think for a moment how access to the minds of a range of accounting experts, influencers, vendors and leaders would keep you super informed about what's going on in this wonderful profession. You'd stay relevant and future-focused. You'd make better strategic and career decisions if you know what forces are in play and what factors are driving change. To unravel complexities and unveil the future of accounting, I've personally interviewed 111 leading accounting professionals, tech leaders, and industry influencers, each bringing their unique expertise and insights to the table. And together, we'll delve into the five critical questions that will shape the accounting world. Through the eyes and minds of people living the accounting life or talking to accountants every day, we'll talk about five critical topics that ignite impassioned debates and stimulate minds across the globe. We're mapping the transformative trajectory of the accounting profession and its symbiotic relationship with the technological revolution. We'll be asking about the next-gen accountants, how far down the advisory line firms are, what's going to change the accounting world, what the software vendors and tech providers could do better to serve accountants, and what's coming up in the future. Let's get straight into the answers for today's topic. We've been focusing this week on the question, what significant changes are on the horizon for the accounting profession in coming years? Getting future-focused is top of the agenda for accounting firms, professional associations, societies, governing bodies, who all shape the reputation of the profession. So let's get ahead of these disruptive forces as another five of our 111 accounting influencers and experts share their very best analysis. Tune in now for the thoughts of the irreverent and always upfront Wayne Schmidt, who launched Xero Australia in 2009 and is now a digital nomad, going around the world sharing his extensive experience in cloud accounting to inspire firms all over to embrace technology and innovation.
This is the big thing that's going to change. The reality is we're not attracting new young accountants, grads. They're not going into university. And let's be honest, a chicken has more space in its free range than a grad sitting in an office. There's a classic photo I saw about pods, and I know I've worked my life sitting in a pod. That is not a great life. You come into work, you sit in the pod, you've got your little 3 meters. A chook has more space. That's the reality. And the big change I see is in offshoring. That's the reality. Now, I'm not talking outsourcing is completely different to offshoring. Outsourcing is, here's a job, I give it to somebody, don't know who's going to do it, and the job comes back. That's outsourcing. Offshoring is having a distributed team. The great thing that happened with the pandemic, and thank you for that, it taught everybody Zoom, and it taught everybody, the share button's down the bottom, in the middle, mutes the left-hand one, the next one to the right's your video. So now, if there was a big opportunity for accountants, a big change is having what I call a distributed workforce. Instead of having to worry about, I can only hire accountants within a 30-minute drive. So my catchment area is that. So if there's not many good accountants in that area, that's all I've got. Not many good accountants to choose from. Whereas if you look at an offshoring methodology, you can get the best of the best. You don't have to worry about geography, don't have to worry about time zones. So there's so much that I see that's the value instead of worrying about how are we going to make this more sexier. Don't know if we can.
Next, we welcome Lawrence Whitten, consultant enhancing CPA firms' outsourcing efficiency and ensuring global readiness, offering strategies to optimize outsourcing practices for enhanced efficiency and global competitiveness.
So technology is definitely one of those areas that we're improving on greatly, and there's been a lot of developments over the past couple of years for sure. However, it hasn't stopped, and we haven't implemented it as much as we need to. So there's going to be a drastic increase on firms not just implementing technology that's there, but also starting to customize. And we're going to see developers in these CPA firms and everything to maybe make this fit in a firm better. And also with the staffing side of things, definitely the expansion of global teams and nationwide teams at a minimum. So we're going to see the staffing obviously becoming a bit more difficult, especially for more senior level talent. So we're going to have firms doing different things to attract new talent to the industry, but also expanding teams internationally and especially nationwide to ensure that we have enough talent to keep growing as an industry. But when we're talking about expanding our offshore teams, even our global teams in general, firms have now got used to working virtually, right? And it's becoming more seamless with firms. Firms are understanding that they're having to invest in this and investing, understanding new cultures and the way new teams work, which 5 years ago wasn't there. And in 5 years, it's going to be still being worked on in that sense. It's not an overnight type thing, but it's something where we have to do it because A, it's going to increase the profitability in firms as well. We're going to make sure that we have an unlimited supply of talent, right? And if one area is going to be better for certain types of work, another area and another geography is going to be better for other areas within a firm as well. So that we're going to see not just one firm going to India for everything. We're going to have firms exploring India, the Philippines, South Africa, South America within one firm and having teams in different locales because they're going to be able to expand and look for the right people for their organization rather than necessarily just the right outsourcing firm in one specific area.
Now we'll hear the perspective of Leo Ebert of CPA Digital Pro, using digital marketing to recruit top accounting talent, pioneering strategies to attract and retain the best in the field through innovative online engagement.
I think there will be two main things that will change them, in my opinion. I mean, everybody says AI, right? But I think you'll see a continued globalization in accounting, and that's a counter trend. Right now, the world is deglobalizing, right? Countries are reshoring or onshoring a lot of different industries, but I don't think that'll happen with accounting simply because there aren't enough people interested in doing it here in the US or in other Western countries. They'll continue to push tasks as much as they can into other countries that have people that are willing to do it, the Philippines or India or other places like that. The other thing is that I think you may see a big push towards a major change in tax code, a simplification, something that if you had a massive shift in how the tax code is structured to simplify it, that would eliminate a lot of time and effort and man hours, woman hours, people hours into compliance with the tax code.
Let's welcome to the microphone Leslie Shiner, who provides top-level consulting, helping businesses maximize profits and gain financial control, offering strategic insights, financial management expertise to drive business success.
Of course, AI is pervasive. AI is one of the things that I think can change accounting in the next few years. I think that AI has, and I haven't fully seen how it interacts or how it fills a need within companies, but I think there are opportunities in accounting to utilize AI and to spend less time plopping numbers from Excel spreadsheets into software. So I think that the significant change in accounting in the next few years will come from AI and will come from more interactive software. Yeah, what's interesting, I think, is that what's driving some of the changes is, again, the search for talent. I think, I don't know the actual stats, but not finding and not attracting enough talent, not being able to find employees has been the number one concern of most accounting firms in the US and I think also in the UK. How does an accounting firm change to be able to attract talent? It's not just paying more money. It's finding a way to mentor and to be able to bring people in and get them excited about what they do. And so I think that's really what's going to drive the changes and may drive the changes away from making 80-hour work weeks for their brand new junior level accountants to have to just do tax returns minute after minute. So I'm thinking that if they can't keep talent, they have to find a way to keep talent, and hopefully that will bring some change.
Let's dive into the conversation now with Lexi Kessler, leader at Aprio, advising businesses and changemakers in the Mid-Atlantic region, leveraging her vast expertise to guide clients through financial and strategic challenges.
And there's a couple of irons in the fire with that. I do think the pipeline is one of those things that, with the efforts, hopefully, of this National Pipeline Advisory Group and the suggestions that we bring at council and continuing on, is going to be looking to modernize the CPA license. That needs to happen and how it evolves over time, meaning that the criteria is really similar to what it was when I started in my career, which was 30 plus years ago. And we need to have a mechanism in place or a process in place, whatever you want to call it, that as the world evolves, our licensure model evolves with it, without it becoming a complex, convoluted, multi-layered thing that it is today. And that's just where we are. That's a reality. And we just have to work through it. From the national pipeline perspective, we're going to be looking at some short-term things, and then midterm, and then long-term. And long-term is that modernization of the CPA license. So I do think that going through that exercise will definitely have a significant change. I also think just the reality of this post-pandemic world that we're in, and this hybrid or mandatory in office, I don't know where that's going to shake out, but it needs to shake out soon. It needs to shake out somewhere, and it needs to be an in-between. I think it was too far the other way. The pandemic kicked us in the pants way into the future. And there's a middle now. We got, or even if it's towards that future piece, but something needs to come back in between, because we are people and it is about people. And we can't lose sight of that. I don't think this next generation will lose sight of that either.
So there you have five great answers to the question, what, if anything, will significantly change accounting in the next few years? Every working day of the week, Monday through Friday, we give you the insights of five top influencers in the accounting world on this critical area of what is coming up change-wise for accountants. That's 25 valuable perspectives, viewpoints, and best thinking every week. And with a fresh week comes a fresh question and more thoughts from the best influencers and leaders we can find in the accounting world. Thanks for listening to the Accounting Answers podcast and sharing this brand new show with your friends and colleagues. If you want to join the conversation, you can plug into our community of influencers at accountinginfluencers.com and check out our virtual speed networking events. These happen every few months for the North America region and the UK Europe region. These are great opportunities to raise your profile, build valuable connections, and share your thoughts with influential peers. Until next time, this is your host, Rob Brown, saying stay informed, stay relevant, and stay connected.